Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, I will trust you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 7 to 11. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princesses together. Moab hath been at ease from its youth, and yet settled on its lees, and hath not emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. What a powerful reminder that we should not put our confidence in self and in the riches that we possess. In Jeremiah chapter 48, we see the Lord provided information on what he was going to do to Moab and his reasons for doing so. You see, my friend, based on the actions of Moab, God had to do something to bring their attention that their lifestyle was not consistent with the will of God. The same way God had an interest in saving the children of Israel from penalties of transgressing the laws of God, it is the same way he wanted to save the people of Moab. God is never going to sit by and watch those who have not decided to follow him run straight into hell. This is why God had to punish Moab for his consistent participation in the things which were not consistent with the will of God. In verses 7 and 11 of Jeremiah chapter 48, the Lord provides some of the reasons why punishment came upon the children of Moab or the people of Moab. The word of the Lord said, "For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with its priest and his princesses together. Moab hath been at ease from its youth, and he hath settled on its lees, and hath not emptied them vessels to vessels, neither hath gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remain in him, and his scent is not changed." Do you see what the people of Moab were doing with the treasures that they possessed? Instead of using these treasures to assist those who are in need, they decided to store them up and use them to increase their confidence in their ability to solve their own problem. By trusting in their possessions, there was no need for them to have any faith in God. It is so interesting that after reading this story and reflecting on what the world says about how we should live today, I came to the conclusion that we are no different from the people of Moab. There are many of us who do not see the necessity to consult God for help, because we believe that God has already empowered us with everything that we need to help ourselves. Some of us only consult God when everything that we have done does not bring a positive solution to the problems that we face. Today, God is reminding us that we should desist from having so much confidence in our academic success, material possessions, and status in this world. Today, God is reminding us that we should put no confidence and trust in our ability to find a solution to our problems. Today, God is reminding us that if we continue to put our confidence and trust in our earthly possession, he will have to do something to us to bring to our attention that we are going in the wrong direction. I pray that we will ask God to help us to heed the warning that he has been given to us through the story of the people of Moab in Jeremiah chapter 48, and that we would trust in the Lord with all of our heart and never lean onto our own understanding. God is the only one who can direct us into the path of righteousness, because he is the only one who knows everything, and he is the only one that we must put all of our trust in. I also pray that we will ask God to help us to not become like Moab, who instead of trusting in the Lord, used the fact that they had peace and prosperity to pull them further away from God. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, so that we can continue to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and never lean onto our own understanding. This is the only way that we will be saved when Jesus comes the second time. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we must put no trust in self, but put all of our trust in you. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that only when we trust you with our whole heart, soul, and mind will we end up doing those things which are right and pleasing in your sight. Be with us now today, we pray. Help us, Lord, to continue to put you first in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.